From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Kiai Haji Ma'ruf Amin agreed that journalist program as a behavior change agent for the response to the COVID-19 pandemic should be continued. He said this in a virtual discussion, journalists as agent of behavior change for the response to the COVID-19 pandemic on Monday. The Vice President added that clean behavior is applied not only for a while or until vaccine are given, but it is hoped that it can become a lifestyle for the community. The new lifestyle of the Indonesian people continues. This is where the important role of the press to educate people through educational, informative, accurate, and comprehensive reporting in describing the COVID-19 phenomenon. On the same occasion, the head of the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Tony Monardo, said that cooperation with the media was greatly helpful because previously they had difficulty in refuting and correcting news that could not be justified. The government has decided to ban crowds and celebration on the Christmas 2020 and New Year 2021 holidays in public places in an effort to anticipate a spike in COVID-19 cases. The decision was taken at the coordination meeting for handling COVID-19 in Jakarta, West Java, Central Java, East Java and Bali virtually, held on Monday, led by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. Luhut asked for the implementation of tightening to start from December 18, 2020 until January 8, 2021. According to Luhut, in a written statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Monday, the number of positive numbers and death rates continued to increase after holidays in 8 and 20 provinces. After the trend had previously decreased, Luhut also underlined the upward trend in the provinces of Jakarta, West Java, Central Java, East Java, South Sulawesi, North Sumatra, Bali, and South Kalimantan. He also asked Jakarta's Governor Anies Baswedan to tighten employee policies to work from home up to 75%. On the other hand, to make this policy does not burden the tenants of business premises at the malls, Luhut, who is also Deputy Chair of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economy Recovery (KPC-PEN), has asked shopping centers owners through the Governor of Jakarta to provide rental and service charge relief to tenants. Information about pandemics spread rapidly in society without knowing the truth. The World Health Organization, WHO, calls the situation as infodemic, which is overinformation about a pandemic that could lead people to do the wrong thing. This was said by the Charge of Affairs of Australian Embassy in Indonesia, Alistair Cox, in his remarks at the webinar, Theme Healthy Skepticism to Stop Misinformation During the COVID-19 Pandemic on Monday. Cox said the government is working with the media and other institutions to have an important role to play in increasing public understanding of several issues.
So being able to manage this infodemic, as the World Health Organization called it, is as an important part of being able to control the COVID-19 epidemic or many other social or other community phenomenon that we face today. Politics too. Governments can play a role by creating an environment in which informative, factual content is developed and widely distributed. During 2020, governments, the media, civil society organizations, and technology companies have all had an important role to play in trying to manage and combat misinformation and promoting information that is reliable and improves public understanding.
Alistair Cox added, misinformation can cause people to not follow the public health message from the government and can also increase the stigma, which ultimately results in an increase in viral transmission in the community. Misinformation can also be a source of division and conflict, so it is highly recommended for the public to look for the facts and sources of the news they receive. Maluku province and eastern Indonesia in general has much more untapped trade and investment potential with Europe. The successful completion of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, currently being negotiated by the European Union and Indonesia, will boost trade and facilitate investment for both parties. This was said by the ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, in a virtual meeting theme, IEU-CEPA Virtual Roadshow to Maluku, Monday. Piquet said that the European Union saw the potential for investment in fisheries and spices in Maluku.
Europe is buying a lot of fish around the globe, and it will look for quality, it will look for diversity, and certainly that is something that we can work on also with Maluku. So investments and potential for the fishing industry, for the fish processing industry, is, I think, a very good option. Secondly, spices is the same. Europe has no spices of its own, so we will have to find them elsewhere. And here, Maluku historically has been a major exporter, and so there, I think that's a good potential.
Meanwhile, the governor of Maluku, Murat Ismail, who was present at the virtual meeting, said that currently the Maluku provincial government, assisted by the central government, continue to strive to provide the infrastructure needed to support investors. He added, Maluku is ready to serve potential investors in accordance with applicable regulation. The European Union delegation has held a series of virtual roadshows to a number of major cities in Indonesia in collaboration with the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, the European Chambers of Commerce in Indonesia, Eurocham, and the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Kadin. The roadshow aims to promote trade and investment, as well as the potential for the European Union-Indonesia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IEU-CEPA. Let's move on to the international news. The Gamaleya Research Center expects the efficacy rate of its vaccine against the coronavirus Sputnik V to further increase, the center's deputy director of science, Denis Luganov, said in a briefing on Monday. According to Luganov, the overall efficacy rate of 91.4% was calculated for people who received both doses of vaccine. There are 21 days between the two injections, so the calculation took into account the cases starting from 21 days and on. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the countries will go into a strict lockdown for 5 weeks, from December 15 to January 19. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, all schools, non-essential shops and many other public venues and spaces will close. Citizens have been told to refrain from booking non-essential travel abroad until mid-March. Restriction will be eased slightly for the 3 days of Christmas, when Dutch households are allowed 3 instead of 2 guests, not counting children under 13. Rutte delivered his address as protesters could be heard whistling and shouting outside his office. He said that there will come a time when coronavirus will be behind the people, when the people's lives will be normal again. The US has issued sanctions against its fellow NATO ally, Turkey, over its deployment of a Russian-made missile defense system acquired last year. The US says Russia's S-400 surface-to-air missile system is incompatible with NATO technology and a threat to the Euro-Atlantic alliance. The sanction announced by the State Department on Monday targeted Turkey's weapons procurement sector. The move was swiftly condemned by officials in Turkey and Russia. The US had already kicked Turkey out of its F-35 fighter jet program over the purchase of the Russian-made missile system. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the United States made clear to Turkey at the highest levels and on numerous occasions that its purchase of the S-400 system would endanger the security of U.S. military technology and personnel and provide substantial funds to Russia's defense sector, as well as Russian access to the Turkish armed forces and defense industry. The sanction targets Turkey's defense industry directorate president Ismail Demir and three other employees. They include a ban on U.S. export licenses, as well as a freeze on any assets that are in U.S. jurisdiction. That was the news. Arrival of 1.2 million COVID-19 vaccine is certainly very positive news for the Indonesian people. The vaccine produced by the Chinese company Sinovac arrived in December 6, 2020. Indonesians are also waiting for the time when the COVID-19 vaccination will be carried out. The vaccine have arrived, but vaccination are not immediately implemented. Indonesian people still have to be patient to wait, because there are still steps to go through to determine when vaccination can be carried out. In fact, the clinical trials of the vaccine to be produced by PT Bio Farma have not been completed yet. In fact, the Food and Drug Agency BPOM has not been able to issue a distribution permit for emergency user authorization. Head of BPOM, Penulikita, said that the permit would, of course, be issued while still prioritizing three main aspects, namely safety, efficacy, and product quality, including the validity of product information. One of the reasons for this emergency use distribution permit is that the drug or vaccine development process is still ongoing. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, who is also a chairperson of the Committee for Handling COVID-19, and National Economic Recovery, Erlangga Hartarto, hopes that BPOM can immediately issue an emergency use permit. But of course, Indonesian people have to wait for the result of clinical trials in Bandung, West Java, and Brazil, which are scheduled to be completed today. Erlangga Hartarto expressed his hope at the Business Indonesia Award 2020 event, which was delivered virtually on Monday. On that occasion, he also remarked that the presence of vaccine is a change agent or game changer in handling COVID-19. It is hoped that the presence of vaccine can reduce the spread of the virus and encourage public confidence to resume activities while waiting for the result of clinical trials. The Indonesian government has prepared health workers. About 440,000 health workers and 23,000 vaccinators continue to prepare themselves for the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination throughout Indonesia. There is something necessary for the Indonesian people to be aware of. If all clinical trials are successful and vaccinations are carried out, unnecessarily all Indonesians will get vaccinated. Based on the latest number, there are 3 million doses. It is clear that only 1% of the Indonesian people will receive the first vaccine. Of course, the people must be willing to give vaccine to the first priority group, namely those who are the forefront of handling COVID-19. They are medical personnel, contact tracing paramedics, and public servants, including the personnel of Indonesian Armed Forces 10E, the National Police, Polri, and other legal officers. Even though the number has reached 3.4 million, the need is around 6.9 million doses. Another thing that must be considered is that not all people can get free vaccine. Minister of Health Terawan Putranto has said that the government has made two schemes of COVID-19 vaccination. Of the total 107 million citizens who need to get vaccinated, 35 million people are included in the government's immunization program. This means that they get a free vaccine. Meanwhile, the others will buy their own vaccine. In addition, the most important thing that the Indonesian people should do now is that they have to strictly implement health protocols. Maybe the people have often heard the calls to wear masks, wash their hands with soap, keep their distance, and avoid crowds. In reality, the steps is very effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19. The regional government can more strictly enforce health protocols, such as heavy sanction imposed on those who violate the health protocols, not issuing permits for crowds, especially ahead of the Christmas and New Year's. Because at present, if the vaccination could not be carried out, enforcement of health protocols by all parties become a powerful weapon to fight against the COVID-19. That was commentary. Today in history, we'll begin with the Indonesian Army Kartika's Fighting Day on December 15, 1945. The Army's Kartika Fighting Day is commemorated in memory of the Ambarawa Battle, the struggle of the People's Security Army led by General Sudirman in mid-December 1945, when the Allied troops and finally withdrew from Ambarawa to Semarang. The victory of the Battle of Ambarawa on December 15, 1945 and the success of the Commander-in-Chief General Sudirman was later immortalized in the form of the Palagan Ambarawa Monument. The Indonesian military commemorates this date every year as Infantry Day. Based on the Presidential Decree No. 163, 1999, Infantry Day was later changed to Hari Juang Kartika. Let's move on to December 15, 1995. 10 Asian countries agreed to establish a nuclear weapon-free zone in Southeast Asia. The Treaty on Nuclear Weapons Free Zone in Southeast Asia was signed on December 15, 1995 in Bangkok and has been ratified by all Asian countries, namely Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. This treaty came into effect on March 27, 1997. The establishment of Nuclear Weapons Free Zone in Southeast Asia is an effort by countries in Southeast Asia to enhance regional and global peace and stability, and in the context of participating in supporting efforts to achieve a disarmament nuclear weapons in general, which is also comprehensive. I'll include today in history with the signing of the Asian Charter. The Asian Charter is the constitution for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. This document was adopted at the 13 Asian Summit in Singapore, November 2007, and came into effect on December 15, 2008. The enactment of the Asian Charter is also a symbol of the 10 member countries still maintaining cohesiveness and commitment to forming a solid community in Southeast Asia. That was Today in History. I'm Yuka Kusumawati.
next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is making preparation for the reopening of tourism destinations starting in Bali province. This is an effort to accelerate national economic recovery. Of course, the reopening of Bali to receive foreign tourists must be prepared carefully to ensure the health and safety of both the Balinese people and tourists from the risk of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially from the increase in imported cases of COVID-19 in Bali. Based on the website of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, kemlu.go.id last Friday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy collaborated to carry out the capacity-building workshop in restarting international tourism in Bali on December 7 and 8, 2020. This activity was also supported by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. The workshop, which is the first UNWTO's collaboration in Asia, discussed topics related to tourism opening strategies, implementing health protocols and communication, as well as marketing strategies. This workshop is intended to support the readiness of various stakeholders before opening Bali to foreign tourists. In addition, UNWTO has also conducted field visit to Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport and a number of tourism destinations to review the implementation of health protocols in Bali. Even UNWTO representatives were also involved as one of the panelists of the 13th Bali Democracy Forum on December 10, 2020. Support and appreciation have been given by UNWTO for Indonesia's efforts to reopen its tourism. Besides, UNWTO also conveyed its positive impression of Indonesia's seriousness in preparing to reopen Bali to foreign tourists. UNWTO acknowledged that the standard implementation of the health protocols in Bali is very good, and it supports the Indonesian government to reopen Bali to foreign tourists. UNWTO Regional Director for Asia Pacific, Hari Huang, said that the preparation made by Indonesia are very good, perhaps even the best to open tourism. Hari has admitted that he felt very safe in Bali. He perceived that Indonesia is ready to reopen foreign tourism in Bali. Meanwhile, Director General of Multilateral Cooperation at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Febrian Aru Diart, hopes that through this whole series of activities, Indonesia can show its readiness to re-welcome foreign tourists while still paying attention to the aspect of health and safety. UNWTO support was also welcomed by Secretary of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery, Niwayangiri Andiani, who hoped that the opening of Bali tourism for foreign tourists could be a model to replicate in other tourism destinations in Indonesia. Meanwhile, domestic tourism itself has been open since the end of July 2020. The opening of tourism to foreign tourists more broadly will be carried out in stages, while still considering the health and safety of the community.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhou yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ada kalanya sunyi bersuara, hanya perlu menikmati diam, memahami semua yang terjadi. Tak sekalipun pernah menyesal memilih untuk bersamamu, memperjuangkan yang kita punya. Di sini juga tak bersama, percaya saja akhirnya satu hari nantinya semua ini akan jadi cerita yang indah.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you a tourism object which is located in Pengalengan, West Java, namely Wayang Windu Panenjoan. Wayang Windu Panenjoan offers various spots for selfie with beautiful panorama of tea plantation and also cool natural atmosphere. The word of Panenjoan means a glimpse of sight. So as far as the eye can see, you can enjoy the beauty of views around the area.
Wayang Windu Panenjuan is located in the 13 hectares Kertamanah Tea Plantation at an altitude of 1,800 meters above sea level. The ticket price is 10,000 rupiah per person, with a parking fee of 3,000 rupiah for motorbikes and 5,000 rupiah for cars. There are various interesting tourism activities the visitors can do there. You can enjoy the beautiful atmosphere of Pengalengan. For those who like photos, various selfie spots are available there. There is also a tall viewing tower made of wood. From the tower, you can see Pengalengan views from a height and take pictures with a green natural background. There is also a wooden bridge that crosses over a stretch of tea garden. In addition, there are also ornaments resembling an open door which is made of wood. Besides taking pictures, don't forget to see the sunset, which has become the icon of Wayang Windu Panenjuan. You can also come at night to get a beautiful painting of the night sky with stars if the weather is good. Apart from photo spots, there are also other tourism attractions you can do. The Wayang Windu Panenjuan also offers ATV rides around the area with 50,000 rupiah for one round. Each round is approximately 1.2 kilometers. If you want to camp, you are allowed to set up a tent in this area. There are several spots that can be used as a camping ground. The camping ground rate consists of an entrance ticket of 20,000 rupiah plus 10,000 rupiah for the security. There is also a parking fee of 6,000 rupiah for motorcycles and 10,000 rupiah for cars. Wayang Windu Panenjuan has complete facilities such as toilets, prayer rooms, restaurants, and gazebos. For those who like photos and beautiful natural panoramas, Wayang Windu Panenjuan is suitable to be your next tourism destination with family or relatives. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
harapan singkatku untukmu, ku sertakan tanda peluk dan ciumku. Apa kabar? Semoga kau baik saja dan menjaga cinta terpisah sementara. Maafkan aku jika terlalu lama kau menungguku pulang, tapi ku pastikan saat ku kembali hatiku tetap untukmu. Dan bila kau menduakanku, apalagi di belakangku, jangan salahkan bila di sini ku nakal dengan yang lain. Ku harap kau juga mengerti, cinta itu butuh percaya. Sampai di sini, I just wanna say I love you. Just wanna say I love you. Dan bila kau menduakanku, apalagi di belakang.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, which is collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language of Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, will present to you a topic, Maaf Tidak Sengaja. Maaf Tidak Sengaja. Or in English, sorry, it was unintentional. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on maaf tidak sengaja. Maaf tidak sengaja. Or sorry, it was unintentional. In the electric rail train, mass rapid transport MRT, Kevin jostled with other passengers standing. He accidentally stepped on another passenger's foot and apologized.
Aduh, sakit sekali. Maaf, Pak. Saya tidak sengaja menginjak kaki Bapak.
Iya, tidak apa-apa.
Sekali lagi maaf ya, Pak. Tadi saya terdorong ke arah Bapak.
Iya, sudah tidak sakit lagi kok. Lain kali hati-hati ya.
Baik, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. maaf tidak sengaja. Maaf tidak sengaja, which means sorry, it was unintentional. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Aduh, aduh, which means ouch. Sakit, sakit, which means it hurts. Sengaja, sengaja, which means deliberately. Menginjak kaki, which means stepping on one's foot. Terdorong, terdorong, which means being pushed. Lain kali, which means next time. Hati-hati, hati-hati, which means be careful. If you want to apologize for an accident that you do not do intentionally, you can use the expression saya minta maaf, which means I'm sorry. Maafkan saya, which means forgive me. Or maaf saya tidak sengaja, which means sorry, it was unintentional. In the dialogue, Kevin accidentally stepped on the foot of a passenger because of the crowded conditions. So he apologized with the expression, maaf pak, saya tidak sengaja menginjak kaki bapak. Maaf pak, saya tidak sengaja menginjak kaki bapak. Which means, sorry sir, I accidentally stepped on your foot. After Kevin apologized, the passenger said, lain kali hati-hati ya. Lain kali hati-hati ya, which means be careful next time, okay? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Aduh, sakit sekali.
Maaf, Pak. Saya tidak sengaja menginjak kaki Bapak.
Iya, tidak apa-apa.
Sekali lagi maaf ya, Pak. Tadi saya terdorong ke arah Bapak.
Iya, sudah tidak sakit lagi kok. Lain kali hati-hati ya.
Baik, Pak.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Berkah.
tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I will present a mellow song entitled Danda Marindu, sung by Risma Dalena. The song, which was composed by Abdul Karim, tells about someone who really misses her lover. However, she only surrenders to God Almighty. The song has fast music tempo, although it tells about sad story. Lyrics of the song use Banjar mellow language, which is used by people in South Kalimantan. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Danda Marindu, sung by Risma Dalena. Enjoy the song.
Oh,
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.